TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I got my own complaint.
Bay Area, it's Steve Kerr. You're listening to Willard and Dibbs on 95.7 The Game. Come on, Dub Nation. What are you waiting for? Download that Odyssey app now.
I always get nervous when I'm coming off a loss and we have those rejoins. You just never know what these Warriors might say.
Come on, Dub Nation. There's a little Rick Barry in the Steve Kerr rejoin.
Come on, people.
Come on, people. Come on, Dub Nation.
I could not care less.
So great to hear from him today.
Yeah.
He's just so beloved. And he, man, he's just such a unique guy.
It's tonight, right? Or actually, it's very soon.
Yep.
Later on this hour that the 1975 championship team is going to be at the team store.
I thought it was 5:40 to 6:20. It was an odd time frame.
I don't want to get it wrong. So, Grandy, would you look it up?
It's give me a minute.
It's like 5:45 to 6:17. It's
it's like a tea time.
Yeah. Well, I think it's because they have to all get whisked into the building and set up for the, ladies and gentlemen, back for the first time since 1975.
Well, and they're going to be honored during a lot of the timeouts tonight in the game.
Yep.
So really cool. Clifford Ray came on yesterday, Rick Barry today. Very, very cool. The 1975 championship team celebrating 50 years since that all happened. And it was amazing listening to Clifford Ray yesterday openly talk about how they were aware at the time that what they were trying to do was just set the table for Bay Area basketball. They're just trying to set the table for this to become a big thing. And you could tell there's a lot of pride in that. Clifford, it's become a big thing.
Yeah.
It's become a really, really, really big thing.
It is all players from that are here in town to celebrate that 1975 championship team will be signing autographs in the Golden State Shop from 5:50 to 6:25.
Okay. 5:50 to 6:25.
Eight bonus minutes there from Dibs timing.
Right.
But yeah.
And I would advise you to get there at 5:30 or even 5:20 to get in line because you don't want to get locked out. I didn't hear the whole interview today with Rick Barry, but I was wondering if they asked him about the following year because Rick feels like, and that team was actually better,
right?
And they lost to the Suns in 7 games after a heartbreaker in game 6. And Rick always says, like, that's the one we should have had. 75 was found money. 76, they're the best team in the association.
Right, but fell short.
But still, like, 49 years later from that, it sticks in his craw.
Oh, of course.
And we always say, like, these athletes, they remember the losses more than the wins.
Way more than the wins, right. Yeah. If Kobe Bryant were here today, he would not talk about his 5 rings. he would talk about that stupid series against the Boston Celtics, not the one they won, but I think it was maybe the year before where they got just embarrassed, basically. So anyway, yeah, I have we have some of the Rick Barry comments, but it's mainly about Steph and the young players, and of course, Jonathan Kuminga.
Right, right. And I'm sure he talked about fishing and pickleball and golf and tennis and all the rest of the things he's amazing at.
We're coming to you live, Laughing Monk Studios, Laughing Monk Righteously Brewed in San Francisco. Laughing Monk in Sunnyvale is where we will be. Get you ready for Niners and Panthers on Monday. Okay, I got another one. Speaking of the Niners, ready? Excuse or reality? Brock Purdy didn't play very well against Seattle and Jacksonville. But that was because he was hurt. Excuse?
Oh, my God.
Or reality? Don't. I'm just asking the question.
I know, but you have to just self-identify as the president of Brockistan,
well, listen,
which is what you are.
My name is Mark Willard, so I am not going to say excuse on any of these.
Of course.
Because all of these are wonderful people. And
do you have to be a homer?
It's kind of my thing. So, yeah. No, actually, we'll talk about some of these.
We will.
I actually have mixed feelings on this one, and I'm sure mixed feelings are true in all of these. But we sort of made an agreement with each other that we wouldn't do.
Right, right.
Well, it's a little bit of both, Bob.
That's like, just ruins just, the bit.
Yeah, it's not. That's who cares. So Brock Purdy didn't play well against Seattle and Jacksonville, but that's because he was hurt.
Yeah, this is an excuse because when you're out there and you're able to play football and you have an injury. And this injury that he had, we don't really know when he suffered it in the first game. I guess it was about halfway through. And they won that game.
Yep.
And then the second game, he probably was hurt, I guess.
Early. And the ball,
right.
Yeah, the ball was float.
Sure, sure. But you kept playing. So if you're going to continue to play, that tells me that you're not so hurt that you have to miss a game, which is what he did in game three, because it was so hurt that he couldn't play. So when you play, it's an excuse.
Okay. So,
and I would never make an excuse, nor would he.
I would, I might surprise you here.
I'd be stunned, Mr. President.
Well, I'll agree with you.
It's an excuse?
Yeah. Here's the wrinkle. Ready for the wrinkle?
But we said no wrinkles, no gray area.
Well, the only reason it's not an excuse is I haven't heard anybody try to use that.
Right.
See, the difference between this question and the last one is I haven't heard the 49ers or Brock Purdy say that. I have heard the Warriors say, this schedule blows.
Sure.
I've heard them say it repeatedly. I have not heard Brock Purdy and the 49ers say, yeah, like, we won in Seattle, we lost to Jacksonville. Actually, I don't even think, you want to know what the Niners would say if they heard this one? The first thing they would, I think Kyle Shanahan would say is he didn't play poorly against Seattle. He, in fact, has openly said that. I know he got picked twice. I know they only scored 17 points.
Well, he led them on a game-winning drive.
They won the game.
Threw a dime to Tonjes in the front pylon.
But they won the game. He did say that he didn't play well against Jacksonville, and Kyle's thought there was, and that shows us, that's why we don't want to do that again. We don't want to put him out there too early because we thought we put him out there too early. And the thing that never gets talked about there is I've heard from those in the organization who thought that at that time, Brock was less hurt than Mac was, which factored into why they pushed him and played him. Then they saw the way he played and they went, ooh, he's still compromised. But I haven't heard anybody do that. I guess it's sort of an indirect excuse because their way of saying Brock Purdy didn't play well against Jacksonville because he's hurt, their way of saying that was by pulling him back out again the next week and for the next 5 weeks. They didn't say it publicly.
Yeah.
They acted on it.
And I don't think that he was terrible. He wasn't as good as he was. He wasn't as good as he normally is. And, you know, you lost the game because McCaffrey fumbled and Purdy fumbled and he threw two picks. He had four turnovers. And by and large, Jacksonville was not terrific. Trevor Lawrence was his usual mediocre self. And yet you lost the game. So for me, it's an excuse, and you're right. They didn't make it. Hashtag football players. Football players don't do that. They don't come out and say, well, you know, I threw those two picks and I had that fumble because of my toe.
They don't do it until the following year.
Well, and maybe in the offseason, in the exit interview, but that's fine.
Even then, they don't say it that way.
No.
They don't say it that way. You're right.
Fred Warner was playing on a fractured ankle all year.
Yeah, I don't know. You say football players. Have you ever heard that very often from any athlete?
Not usually.
Then, like, where they'll just come out and be like, yeah, I mean, I was hurt, so that's why I was playing poorly. I don't know that you hear that often. You do down the road. Down the road, when someone gets healthy, that's when it becomes open season, because you get to present it in a different way. You get to go, well, like, here's what I can do this year that I couldn't do last year, and here's why, like, I feel healthy now. I wasn't really healthy last year. My leg and this.
Yeah,
that,
but even that you don't often hear, because it comes across as soft.
Not a lot. But so they're very hesitant to do it. But that one is always an interesting one to me when we're talking about injuries, because I'll refer back to the text we just read a short time ago about, like, truth is never an excuse. I think it would drive me nuts if I were a pro athlete. Take Dominic Pooney. He never did it, but we get to a point where we do it for him. But Dominic Pooney's not healthy. Lamar Jackson right now, watch him this weekend. He's not healthy.
Right.
He's not healthy. So why is he not playing as well? He's not healthy.
Well, who is healthy this time of year?
But he's not allowed to, but he's like really, really not healthy.
Yeah.
He's not allowed to say it out loud. And if anybody does insinuate that, there's always us sports fans to be like, you're playing, so you're healthy.
If Joe Burrow plays on Sunday and he's questionable, and I think they might wait until the Thanksgiving game.
Maybe.
I don't know. But as soon as he plays, you're playing football now. The toe is no longer excuse.
You're accountable for your play.
Yes.
But can you admit, like, can you agree that if you were an athlete, that's a fine line? That would be really hard to listen to. Well, this guy sucks, and I don't want to hear about your injury because you're out there. So you better play at the highest version of yourself because you're out there.
Well, the counterpoint is Philip Rivers in the playoffs when Lo Neal wanted Billy Volek. They all did, because Billy was healthy and he had just played well and led him to a victory. And
yep.
Philip comes back with a knee that he couldn't play on.
He's torn ACL.
He's going to be tough, and he's going to go out there and play. And he didn't play well and they lost. So it is a fine line between
no doubt. Go
out there and be tough. You got to go out there and fight, or, you know, do the smart thing.
Well, and then, you know, when you do that, by the way, Charger fans at that time, they
loved it.
Philip was praised. What a warrior. Mainly because LaDainian Tomlinson had a lesser injury and he was sitting on the sidelines watching the game. And so LaDainian got ripped.
Yeah.
And Philip was praised. And it's fascinating to me to hear it from the inside out that inside the locker room, kind of the opposite was true.
And it's always interesting when you say things like lesser injury, because every injury is different for every person.
Right, it wasn't
a
torn ACL.
Right.
Like, it wasn't, I mean, a torn ACL, you don't play on a torn ACL for crying out loud.
It was a partial. Whatever, he's fine.
Football Friday, presented by Merit America. Visit them at meritamerica.org/super. Monday, Niners and Panthers. Laughing Monk Sunnyvale. We're going to be there starting at 2, getting you ready. The food and drinks are phenomenal. I'm almost worried about us because pregame show starts right away. Also, free shuttle to and from the stadium. You should sign up. The initial bus is sold out, but we've got another bus. So, 957thegame.com, that's where you sign up. The seats do go fast. Go to 957thegame.com. We cannot wait to see you there. All right, that's Warriors. That's Purdy. Still got Kuminga. Still got Pods. Still got Rafi Devers. Is it an excuse or is it reality? 888-957-9570. Willard and Dibbs.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Damn it, Farhan!
Now, back to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
Oh, Grandy, I like where your head is at.
Oh, yeah.
We interrupt this game of excuse or reality.
Okay.
To pass this along for the moment without comment.
Oh.
For the moment. Yeah. For the moment.
Yeah.
Ramona Shelburne, who was on the show yesterday.
Momo!
Sent out a tweet at 10:12 a.m. She wrote, "How do the Lakers start operating more like the Dodgers? Question mark?
Go Dodgers."
Well, they bring in Dodgers executives, Andrew Friedman, and Farhan Zaidi to start consulting on the Dodgers way. Zaidi is serving as new owner Mark Walter's representative from TWG Sports in the transition process. Sources tell ESPN.
Oh, it's so good. All right.
So the
without comment.
Oh my God.
They're 11-4. We got to tell LeBron he's going to sit tonight. They're going up against a righty.
Incredible.
So many analytics that are going to come into play.
It's absolutely delicious.
Yep.
On so many levels. Just in the last 24 hours, the Lakers have fired two people with the last name Bus.
Mm.
They have now announced that they're bringing in Farhan Zaidi. Wait a minute. Essentially to explain to the Lakers how to do things like the Dodgers do.
Right.
I know that a lot of us up here don't care about this because bleep LA, and I'm all with you.
It's a dynasty.
I'm with you. But as somebody who lived and worked there for 20 years and was largely with the flagship station of the Los Angeles Lakers, do you understand the dynamics of what we just said to you? The idea that the Lakers would arrive, the Lakers would arrive at a spot where they're like, I think we need to bring in some people from the other teams in this town so that they can explain to us how to do our jobs better.
Yeah, that's right.
Wow.
Jerry Buss is rolling over.
Wow.
Yep.
Wow, wow, wow.
The team that broke the mold of how to market, how to build a team, and how to be a dynasty, and now you're going to bring in Captain Spreadsheet?
This is no. This would be like the Steinbrenners calling. Who's the schmuck that runs the Knicks? What's his name?
James Dolan.
Dolan.
Yep.
This would be like the Yankees after the Knicks win a few. Let's bring some people in from the Knicks. Maybe they could tell us how to do this better because we're struggling.
Yeah, I'm getting word that, and this is made up, but Joe Lacob is going to reach out to John Fisher for some front office advice.
Strong.
Hey, trades are hard.
Oh, I thought you were going to go with the other one. John.
John, why don't you try Uranus?
All right. I will, Dad.
I wasn't sure which way you were going.
Yeah, that's Randy. Where he went.
Anyhow.
Anyway, now we can get to the Farhan part of it.
Okay.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I think we forget that Farhan is with the Dodgers.
Like when sometimes.
I do. When I was watching all of that over the last few weeks, and largely I didn't because I told you, I don't enjoy it. You can call it haterade or whatever you want. Like, I don't enjoy watching the Dodgers celebrate.
That was a pretty damn entertaining World Series.
And by the time it got there, then
yeah.
I did.
Yeah.
But the earlier rounds, I'm like, yeah. I'm fine.
It was a fait accompli.
I don't need to watch you do stuff to the Cubs. Like, whatever. Like, if you tell me, hey, the Cubs are up in the best of five series, 2-1, now I'll watch. Because I do enjoy watching the Dodgers. You know how when a baseball series ends, you know how they always, like, everybody piles out onto the field, and then you count to five, and they switch and go, and they show the other dugout, and they're all with that glazed over face where they're just staring out there like, I can't believe that it's not us. If that happens to the Dodgers, I'm there for that. That I'll watch. That sounds fun. But I don't need to watch them move through. Yeah, I don't need to watch their second base celebration for sure.
Yep.
For sure. Especially when it's Shohei, because he's too big for that. He's so big. It's like, dude, there's a lot of butt flying.
He really enjoys it.
He does. But that's a big man.
Yep.
He is a large human.
And he's always on second base. Sometimes just for a moment as he touches third and then touches home.
Keeps on going. Yeah. But anyway, like when it got to the World Series, and I remember the night, the 18-inning game, and we joked about it on the air that day. There were a bunch of games on. I think there was a Warrior game. There was maybe a primetime NFL game. I'm like, the Dodgers didn't make the cut. And then all of the other games ended, and the Dodgers and Blue Jays are like, we're in the 10th. And so the boys are like, we're switching over, Dad. And I'm like, it's fine. We can handle this. We'll handle this like adults. And then one by one, everybody's going to bed. And then I got in bed, and I watched it from bed. And it went till way deep into the night. Yep. That was entertaining. And yes, obviously Game 7 was just, it was gripping.
Yep.
It was great, great sports. And it ended in just a very unfortunate way.
It did.
But anyway.
Farhan Zaidi's a Laker.
Through all of that, were you ever thinking of Farhan?
Never.
Were you like, through all of that, are you like, dude's going to get a ring?
I was thinking that Dave Roberts might be the most overrated manager ever if they lose this.
Wow.
Like, and he still might be, but he's now stacking chips. And if you have that squad and that's the way it all plays out with, I mean, no real bullpen. And I don't know, that was kind of one of my takeaways. Like, Dave Roberts is going to be the guardian of an absolute collapse. With that much talent, and Toronto was plucky. Shout out the lovely Christy, who hates that word.
Yeah.
I mean, Toronto was right. They were up for
they were good. They were good. I thought they had it. I mean, when you're
damn wedgie in left center field.
I know. When you're up 3-2 and you're heading back to your home, you got to feel great. You don't feel like you're going to lose 2 games in a row.
No.
And you know, they were both the types of games that, yeah, boy, those could have gone either way. But, you know, yeah, it went the way it went. But that my mind doesn't go there. Like, oh, Farhan just won a ring. I guess he's won two. He was there last year, too.
Right.
Right? That didn't even, like,
this cross-sport advisory thing can actually work. And I'm thinking about Bob Myers when he was a commander's advisor for Adam Peters for a couple of years. I don't know what his actual involvement was, but that was one where it's like, yeah, smart guy, come help us and help us figure out what we need to do to be successful.
408, Dave Roberts is the Steve Kerr of Major League Baseball.
Wow. Does Dave have four as a manager?
He does not.
He's got, what, 3.5 or 2.5 or two and a third?
Whatever.
I don't even,
yeah,
I lose track. But
It's 2.3.
Yeah, I wouldn't quite put Steve in that category. Now, when you have a super talented team and you go back-to-back with KD and peak KD, peak Steph, peak Clay, and peak Draymond, yeah, you probably didn't have to coach as hard as you did in 2022.
Well, but Steve gets at least, and I know Mark Jackson does too, they both get some credit in the building blocks of all of
for
this.
For sure.
100%. I don't know that Dave does, but secondarily, I would say NBA coach is just a way more important position than Major League Baseball manager. And I can prove it.
That's
it's not an opinion. It's a fact. Look at the.
It's your opinion, but
yeah. But look
it's
at how
just a different job.
But look at how they're paid. Like,
right?
My God, one of them makes
well,
four
wide receivers
times.
Make six times what a running back makes.
It's a fair point. It's a fair point. But I guess my thinking is, when a baseball team wins a championship, gosh, it's rare that my mind, at least in this day and age. My mind does not immediately go to, okay, who managed this? My mind often goes to, who managed this? Like, I don't even know, right? If the Blue Jays had won, do you even know who the manager was?
That's fair.
Yeah, like, I've never seen an NBA champion win, and I'm like, I don't even know who the coach is. You know who the coach is. That person has a real presence throughout the playoffs.
Well, they're much more visible because they're standing up, and every time the camera goes by, you see them, and you interview them after the first and third quarter, reluctantly, Greg Popovich, and they're much more front-facing than a baseball manager. You might not hear for them.
They are.
At all.
They are, but like...
Dave Roberts making $8.1 million, by the way, highest-paid manager in baseball.
Right.
To your point.
And not even half as much as what Steve Kerr makes.
Right.
So... and a lot of managers, like, I wonder, actually, I think he did pretty well because of how hard the Giants needed to pull him out of Tennessee. I wonder what Tony Vitello makes, but I would bet it's not half of what Dave Roberts makes. And I don't even know, like, what did Gabe Kapler make? You know, what are some of these managers, the young ones around the league, what do you think Stephen Vogt got to go to Cleveland? I bet, you know.
According to Bro Bible, he's making $4 million a year.
Vote?
Yeah, and Vitello's making three.
Okay.
Which is roughly what he was making in Tennessee.
Yeah.
But
you know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, the salaries are, it's an interesting measurement, but I think about 162 games and, you know, you have to go out and manage 24 guys, whereas basketball, it's difficult because all those guys, even Steve Kerr makes a lot of money. Steph makes four times what he makes.
Well, think of a baseball manager. What's the biggest decision that they make in a game?
It's lineup and bullpen.
Right. And the lineup is not even really theirs anymore.
Sure.
It's at best a collaboration.
And same thing with the bullpen.
Right.
Who's available today? Who's not? You know, get the lefty up because they got some lefties coming, and it's pretty cookie cutter in that way.
You know, and I think that the players get kind of saved and swept under the rug in this a lot of times because it's like, well, Bruce Bochy was a master with the bullpen. Yes, but those relievers came in and threw great pitches and won baseball games. If you know, closer roles that are very fickle. If Bruce Bochy had one of those bullpen members just not have it that particular postseason run, he wouldn't have looked nearly as good. Same thing with what was going on with Roberts with the Dodgers this year. Blake Treinen, prior to this year, has been a really good reliever. This year, he stunk out loud. They couldn't get outs. So that makes Dave, now Dave's a bad manager?
Right.
I don't know. I think baseball managers, I don't think that they're unimportant. I think they do a lot less than NBA and NFL coaches. I think their importance level is lower.
It just depends on the construct of your locker room. If you have a lot of veterans in your clubhouse, then you can kind of rely on them to self-police. But if you have a younger team, you may have to do more. And, you know, I'm thinking about Tony Vitello again coming into this situation. And I know he's starting to fill out his staff, yep. But he's not going to be a guy who comes in, I don't think, and really tries to shake things up and ruffle feathers. He's close to the same age as some of these guys, and he's never been in the big, so he can take whatever approach he wants, but I think it's going to be a little bit more of a, you know, you guys are the leaders, we're going to work together, I have the final say, and this is what I kind of got from our conversation with him, but, you know, you have to approach your team based on your personality and your situation.
Totally, yeah. I wonder if Tony has it in his personality to lay back and let others kind of lead the way. I think he's too intense.
Yeah.
And we haven't seen it yet because all we've seen is like press conferences and interviews, and he's very, very engaging in that space. I think when the games start, Tony is a pretty intense character from what I understand and from what I've seen. So it's going to be interesting. Does he have that ability to lay back, especially at the, your players are older and you're not playing 50 games. You're playing 162.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Like, what's the only thing that we've seen that resembles a product of Tony Vitello? His name is Drew Gilbert,
yep.
And he was eating the dugout.
He was getting choked by his teammate for fun.
Yeah, but he was there for 3 days, and he was eating people's jackets. He was gyrating on the dugout. Like, he was out of his mind.
Pretty funny to watch. Yeah.
That's a product of Tony Vitello's dugout. So,
yeah.
I don't know.
It's
if
also
that's
a product of who he is as a
that's
person.
That's true. Like, I don't think.
From my sources deep inside the Tennessee community.
100%. I don't think Matt Chapman is going to. I don't think he's going to start eating people's belts when he hits a homer
this year. Probably not.
But maybe.
Andy Reid, by the way, making $20 million a year, highest paid in the NFL.
And worth it.
Kyle Shanahan, the highest paid coach to not have a Lombardi.
Oh, of course.
Making $14 million.
I'd be shocked if that wasn't the case.
He and Vrabel each making $14
million. Vrabel, who is, you know, very good coach, but still kind of, you know, earning stripes also to a degree. But yeah, that would, like, if I had said to you, who's the highest paid coach without a ring, who would you have guessed?
He probably Shanahan. Maybe, you know, because Pete Carroll has one, and he's not making it.
Harbaugh? I guess Harbaugh would have been the other, because they had a...
Harbaughs are higher than Shanahan.
Oh, well, then that's not the correct...
They've got Jim Harbaugh with a title here.
Oh, he's got a college title.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
This is awkward.
Never won a Super
Sportico.
Bowl.
Sportico. Yeah. Where's the comments?
Come on, Sportico.
Have to weigh in here.
Get your act together.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
All right, back to excuse or reality.
I love this game.
Can we do Kuminga?
Why not?
All right, all roads. Here's Jonathan's, and I just lay this out. I lay out the question. Y'all tell me in 888-957-9570 where you want to go with this. I guess we could say that so far this year, like let's go back to before the injury, Jonathan Kuminga this year has been inconsistent with his play. Is that fair?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure.
Jonathan Kuminga has been inconsistent with his play, but that's because the team keeps jerking him around. Excuse or reality?
I would put that as the reality, and it's not so much that he hasn't been allowed to start, but the minutes, as he started to struggle, the minutes quickly went from 35 minutes, and I'm looking at the game against Sac, where he had 24 points in a loss. He was 8 of 19. He was mostly good and didn't have a lot of help around him. Shout out Will Richard, who had 30 in a loss. Then you take on Denver, wasn't great. Minutes go down. Then you take on Indiana, and he played 20 minutes. Mm-hmm. He started, and he was 1 for 9 from the floor. He had 8 rebounds, which is what everyone wants him to do. So at least he was doing that. But his minutes went from 36 to 27 to 20 and down to 23. Now you're coming off the bench.
Yep.
And he got hurt. So I do think that it was more than just the last game, 12 minutes, no points, 2 bad knees. I think before that it started where they were starting to pull back on the Jonathan Kuminga minutes, which is why I say it's a reason, not an excuse.
You say reality. Okay, before I give you my answer, can I devil's advocate for a second?
Sure.
All right. Isn't that the reality for all NBA players? That if you start producing less and you start sort of making more mistakes, you get pulled more. Your minutes go down. Like Buddy Hield has had games this year where he had 10 minutes.
I'm going to look at that.
Because he's playing horribly. So his minutes have gone down.
When you get to a certain point and you've got the gravitas of being, for example, Steph Curry, he's never going to suffer that. They're never going to just play him 25 minutes because he misses his first 11 shots.
So maybe I shouldn't have said all NBA players, but can we not? We're not comparing Jonathan Kuminga to Steph Curry, are we?
We're not, no.
Okay.
And Buddy's minutes have mostly been the same for the majority of the year.
I don't think versus last year. It very much feels to me. What are his minute averages last year versus this year?
Let me look at that because
I feel like he is playing less this year than he did last year.
This year he's playing,
and I'm just doing that by feel.
Yeah, 17 and a half minutes. Last year was 23.
Okay. And that's because he's playing worse, I think.
Perhaps, yeah.
And they're deeper.
Yep.
They're also deeper. I'll give you that.
His 3-point percentage went from 37 last year to 31 this year.
Right, but remember that 37 last year was largely built on a great start.
Yep.
And then he went through in a prolonged period where he was shooting exactly like this. But he was more consistent in the minutes this year. It's not just 3-point percentage. He's been captain sloppy. He's been so sloppy with the ball.
Yeah, I don't even know if he's the captain, though, of the slop. He might be Sergeant Sloppy.
Well,
They're sloppier.
Are there? I think per minute, I wonder. How is there? Can you look up a turnover per minute?
Per 36, absolutely.
Who's the leader?
Per 36 minutes, it is Draymond Green.
Draymond, sure.
Followed by Kuminga, then Curry, then Gee, then Buddy.
Gee? Ouch. That's not good.
Hi, this is Gee Santos.
And then, by
my
the
ball
way,
handling stinks.
And you've seen Gee Santos's minutes go down. He doesn't even... Dude, he got pulled out of the Baby Warrior game.
He's played 95 minutes all year.
He started the game in Miami and did not start the second half. They yanked him. He has really been... He's not been productive. So, anyway...
Pods, by the way, second to last in turnovers per 36.
Interesting.
For you Pods haters.
We'll get to him.
Yeah,
we'll get to him. That's
So I think it's a reality.
Okay.
The Jimmy Jack of JK has caused him to struggle.
I guess I will buy that it's reality, except for I do have a caveat.
Last time it was a wrinkle.
Yeah, this time it's caveat.
Thought we weren't doing caveats.
Well, we're not doing the split the baby, but I
see it both ways.
Well, I don't see it both ways, but I want to introduce a caveat into this conversation.
All right.
This is chicken or the egg. Jonathan's getting... See, look at the way you look at it. Jonathan's getting jerked around by the team. Okay. Is Jonathan... If the minutes go down, is it because the team is jerking Jonathan around? Or is it because Jonathan's playing worse, therefore minutes go down? I saw a Golden State Warrior basketball team that tried like hell to back him and confirm him as a starter and make him a big deal. Now, you could argue that doing that for five games is not enough. I get that. I'm not dismissing the idea of the Warriors have jerked Jonathan around. But I do see this as chicken or the egg. What leads to fewer minutes? And that's why I hesitate on the phraseology of this. The team's not out to get him. Jimmy Butler kept saying that in that article. Like, you got to trust nobody's out to get you.
I don't think they're out to get him.
He goes, the fans and the media might be, but nobody here in this building is out to get you. Nobody's jerking you around. But he has also been jerked around. I guess my point is that on Steve Kerr for pulling the ripcord too quick? Or is it on Jonathan because his production did dip? And people will go, well, dip because he doesn't know what to do. Or, well, what's Steve supposed to do? Stick with him when it dips? I don't know which comes first. That's all.
Yeah, and I look at a game like Indiana where you win by 31, and a lot of that came in a late flurry, but Kuminga was 1-for-9 in the ballgame. He was not good in the first half, and then that was about it. He played 4 or 5 more minutes, and then he got pulled. And so that to me feels like a Jimmy Jack.
Okay. Warriors and Blazers, NBA Cup tonight at 7. Warriors Live, Evan Giddings, 6 o'clock, presented by Xfinity. Your home court advantage brought to you by Xfinity. Watch all your favorite teams all in one place. Xfinity, imagine that. We're also brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. A little theme that we're playing with today, excuse or reality. And we're putting out statements such as the Warriors' 9-8 record is largely because of the schedule. Brock Purdy didn't play well against Jacksonville, but that's because he was hurt. Jonathan Kuminga's been inconsistent, but that's because he's getting jerked around.
I'm slightly heavy set because my parents were both fat.
There you go. Excuse or reality? And we'll take your calls on what we've been talking about coming up next. We also have two more to introduce. Brandon Pajemski and Rafi Devers will be center stage. Jason LaConfora in about an hour. Dibs' pick in less than an hour. 888-957-9570. Those of you who are lining up right now, we will come straight to you next. We super uber double promise. 888-957-9570. It's Willard and Dibs.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.